Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today's wisdom is found in Proverbs 17 chapter, verse 9. It says, "He who covers an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." How about that? Love.
Very appropriate, huh?
Very appropriate. "He who covers an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." You know, you have to make a choice. You got to make a choice. There's two types of people, really, in terms of love. I mean, you're either going to be the type of person that says, or the type of believer, rather, that says, "I am just going to cover an offense."
Right.
You know, you're either going to promote offense or you're going to promote love, but you can't promote both.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely not at the same time.
Right.
So you're going to determine, I'm going to be one that covers an offense, or I'm going to be one that repeats the matter. And one involves humility, total dependency upon God and respect for other people. And the other one involves pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pride will cause you to repeat something that somebody did. It could be offensive. It could have been a sin. It could have been a hurt. But why repeat that? Why put that out again and again? That's only going to sow division.
Right.
And as a believer in the Lord, we must settle in our heart this issue. I'm going to cover or I'm going to uncover. I'm going to be a coverer or I'm going to uncover and expose people's weaknesses. And of course, you know what? It's not like sometimes, you know, a religious spirit will come out and say, and it's not like you're going to come out and say, "Oh, this person just did this and they did that and they're evil." I mean, that may happen. You may be, you know, blatantly come out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes it's disguised in a religious way where we're just going to pray for Pat.
Yeah.
We're just going to pray for Chris right now. He is, you know, this happened. It's like, are you just gossiping about a brother or a sister?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unless you have any sort of authority by God in that person's life, you really shouldn't be talking about anyone's failures. I mean, what good can come out of that but just stir that up?
Right.
And that's why we need wisdom. If we're operating without wisdom, we're going to be ignorantly doing things that are going to cause damage to the body of Christ and to others. I mean, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. That means these friends were once close. But there's nothing like the digging and the repeating and the bringing up of offenses and of wounds that begins to stir up strife, it begins to stir up hurt, and it begins to bring a wedge between God's people. You know, God doesn't do that to us.
Right.
He says when we were yet sinners, right, he died for us. That he takes our sins and separates them as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't bring it back to our attention. You remember what you did 5 days ago? Remember what you did yesterday? Remember what you did 2 minutes ago? Are you actually trying to worship me today when you know what you did an hour ago?
Right.
God doesn't do that to us, nor should we be involved in doing this to others. I mean, think about it. The great commandment is to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor, right? To love
That's
others.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How can we love someone if we're constantly bringing up their offense? 1 Corinthians 13 says that love keeps no record of wrongs. 1 Peter 4:8 says that above all else, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Let me tell you something. He wouldn't tell us to love deeply unless we necessarily had to. And loving deeply means, you know what, we prefer someone above ourselves. You know, you can break down the word family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, to mean forget about me, I love you.
Oh, cool.
Forget about me, I love you. You know, it's only when we truly exercise and function as family and really let love be at the concrete base, the foundation of our relationship in the Word of God, You know, we're going to treat each other right. We're going to do the right things that God expects of us. But I want to encourage you today. I want you to encourage you to be one that covers an offense. Be one to shield and protect a brother and a sister. Be one that who is more spiritual. Restore that brother or that sister to God and to have a relationship with God. Because this is the time and this is the hour where many will become used by the enemy to accuse even ones in their own family. Make a determination today that you're going to be the one to love. The wisdom moment today is Proverbs 17:9. He who covers an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.